بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. In this lesson we come to the tafsir of the next surah, which is Surah Al-Kawthar, which is the saying of Allah Jalla fi al-Ula, Inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. If we look into the Quran and also the life and the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find, as we mentioned in the previous lessons, certain times in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go through much difficulty, whether it was the situation around him from the Quraysh, the enemies of the Islam, or the enemies of Islam, the torture and the oppression that they used to face, or the difficulties of life. And in the Quran we find certain surahs, chapters, and certain ayat in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives comfort to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, previously we mentioned Tabbat yada Abi Lahabin wa Tab. When Abu Lahab, he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Tabban laka, you know, woe be to you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that rather may the hands of Abu Lahab be perished. So this was a comfort to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of these chapters or ayat in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a form of comfort was this surah, Surah Al-Kawthar. Inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar. And this surah, the mufassirun, they differed. Is it madaniya or is it makkiya? And there's two opinions. And some of them said that this surah was revealed two times. Once in Mecca and once in Medina. This surah, this chapter, Al-Kawthar, it came and it was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a form of glad tidings and as a form of comfort. Because this surah, it contains two glad tidings or two pieces of good news for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One in the akhirah and one in the dunya. And the story behind this chapter, it has been mentioned in a number of ahadith, and amongst them is the hadith in Musnad al-Imam Ahmad rahimullah on the authority of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, who said, aghfa rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ighfa'atan, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went into a sleep or a state of slumber. فَرَفَعَ رَأْسَهُ مُبَتَسِمًا, and then he woke up and he raised his head and he was smiling and laughing. فَقَالُوا, so the companion said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, O Messenger of Allah, لِمَ ضَحِكْتْ, why are you laughing? And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إِنَّهُ أُنزِلَتْ عَلَيَّ سُورَةٌ آنِفًا, that a chapter of the Qur'an, a surah, has just been revealed to me. I have just received revelation, which is a surah from the Quran. فَقَرَأَ, and then he recited, بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرِ فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرِ. إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرِ, which means, indeed, we have given you the Kawthar. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ, so perform the prayers to your Lord and make sacrifice, an-nahr. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar, indeed your enemies will be cut off. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, he then said, hal tadruna ma al-kawthar, do you know what is al-kawthar? Do you know the meaning of al-kawthar? And the companion said, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam, Allah and his messenger, they know best. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explained to them what is Al-Kawthar and the meaning of Al-Kawthar. In the Arabic language, Al-Kawthar, it means any type of good and all types of good. So when Allah said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna a'atayna kal-Kawthar, then the general meaning is that indeed we have given you goodness and all of goodness and every type of goodness. But then there is a specific meaning to Al-Kawthar, and it is the river in paradise. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he asked his companions, atadruna mal kawthar, do you know what is Al-Kawthar? Qalu Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam, they said Allah and his messenger know best. Qal, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, huwa nahrun a'tani rabbi azza wa jal fil jannah. He said that Al-Kawthar, it is a river, and my Lord azza wa jal, he has given it to me in Jannah. عَلَيْهِ خَيْرٌ كَثِيرٌ, and it contains much good. تَرِدُ عَلَيْهِ أُمَّتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, and my ummah, my followers, they will come on the day of resurrection to the Kawthar, i.e. in Jannah. آنِيَتُهُ عَدَدُ الْكَوَاكِبِ, and the utensils around the Kawthar, around this lake which they will drink using, will be the number of stars. يَخْتَلِجُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْهُمْ, and then one amongst the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning one from amongst the people of Islam, and some of them they will be prevented. They will be prevented from drinking from the Kawthar. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَأَقُولُ, so I will say, يَا رَبْ, O my Lord, إِنَّهُ مِنْ أُمَّتِي, that this person who is being prevented from drinking from the Kawthar, he's from my ummah. He's from my nation. فَيُقَالْ, and then it will be said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكَ, that you do not know what they did after you. You do not know what they introduced and innovated after you. So this is the Kawthar. Inna a'atayna kal kawthar, indeed we have given you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Kawthar, i.e. the river in Jannah, from which you and your followers, the people of Iman, will drink from. And there are two rivers or ponds which people sometimes confuse. There is the Kawthar and there is the Hawd. And the difference between the Kawthar and the Hawd is that the Kawthar is in Jannah. So firstly, the Kawthar is a flowing river in Jannah. And as for the Hawd, then it will be upon the earth on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. On the day of resurrection, upon the earth, when the people will be gathered, there will be a pond called Al-Hawd. And this is different to the Kawthar. So the Kawthar is in Jannah, and the Hawd, it will be upon the earth. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a hadith that water from the Kawthar in Jannah will come down to the Hawd and it will feed the Hawd. So the water in the Hawd will be from the Kawthar which is in Jannah. And therefore, the Kawthar which is in Jannah will be bigger and greater than the Hawd. Why? Because the water will be coming from the Kawthar into the Hawd. Also, one of the differences is that the Kawthar, this river in Jannah, it is already present. It has already been created. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was taken up to the heavens, then he saw the Kawthar. As for the Hawd, then it will be created towards the day of resurrection. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a hadith in Sahih Bukhari, narrated by Anas radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, دَخَلْتُ الْجَنَّةَ فَإِذَا أَنَا بِنَهْرٍ, that I entered into Jannah and I saw a flowing river. حَافَتَاهُ خِيَامُ اللُّؤْلُ, and on its sides were banks of pearls. فَضَرَبْتُ بِيَدِيَّ إِلَى مَا يَجْرِي فِيهِ الْمَاءِ, and so I placed my hand in the place where the water was flowing. فَإِذَا مِسْكٌ, and it turned out to be smelling like misk. فَقُلْتُ يَا جِبْرِيلُ, so I said, O Jibreel, مَا هَذَا, what is this? I.e. what is this river in Jannah? فَقَالَ جِبْرِيلُ, so Jibreel عليه السلام said, هَذَا هُوَ الْكَوْثَرُ, this is the Kawthar. أَلَّذِي أَعْطَاكَهُ اللَّهُ, which Allah has given you. And regarding the hawd, which will be upon the earth on Yawm al-Qiyamah, then the hadith mentions some of its descriptions. طُولُهُ شَهْرٌ, that its length is a month of traveling. So the length of the hawd on the earth is a month of traveling. وَعِرْضُهُ شَهْرٌ, and its width is also a month of traveling. يَرِدُ عَلَيْهِ أَهْلُ الْإِيمَانِ, the people of Iman, and we ask Allah to make us from the people of Iman, they will come to the hawd, and they will drink from the hawd. مَنْ شَرِبَ مِنْهُ شَرْبَةً, whoever drinks from it a single gulp, لَنْ يَضْمَعَ بَعْدَهَا أَبَدًا, then he will never feel thirsty after it ever. And so this was regarding the hawd. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave us some of the descriptions of the Kawthar, which is in Jannah. In Musnad al-Imam Ahmad, he said, huwa nahrun, it is a flowing river. أَعْطَانِهِ اللَّهِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, and Allah has given me it in paradise. تُرَابُهُ misk, its sand or its soil is misk. أَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْلَبَنِ, and it will be whiter than milk. وَأَحْلَى مِنَ الْعَسَلِ, and it will be sweeter than al-asal. So this is the Kawthar. This is the glad tiding which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also to the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who follow his way and then don't innovate. Because when some of the people will come and then they will be turned away from the Kawthar, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, Ya Rab, O my Lord, إِنَّهُ مِنْ أُمَّتِي, that they are from my people. And Allah will say, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكَ, you do not know what they introduced after you. I introduced into the religion. And therefore, the people of the Kawthar, and they are also the people of the Hawd, they will be the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam first, and then the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the people of Iman, those who followed his sunnah and did not introduce or innovate anything into his religion. And always, after knowing that these are the great descriptions of the Hawd, and these are the descriptions of the Kawthar, then your dua should always be that Allah makes us from the people of the Kawthar, and Allah makes us from the people of the Hawd. If this is the great blessing which Allah gave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, indeed we have given you and blessed you with the Kawthar. And if this is the blessing which Allah has given the Prophet and also his followers, then what is upon us? The same thing which was upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is the second ayah. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ, that due to this great blessing of the Kawthar being given to you, then صَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ, then prostrate in front of your Lord. Pray salah in for your Lord, whether it is obligatory and also voluntary. وَانْحَرْ, and also make a nahar. And the meaning of a nahar is sacrifice. So pray and prostrate to your Lord out of shukr and gratitude of this blessing of the Kawthar which has been given to him and his ummah. Pray and prostrate and also make a nahar. And a nahar means sacrifice. Now in al-fiqh al-islami, there's two types of sacrificing. One is called al-dhabh and the other one is called al-nahar. The difference between al-dhabh and al-nahar is the animals that are sacrificed and the way that it is done. Al-dhabh is the sacrificing according to the Islamic way, which is done of the smaller animals. For example, birds, chicken, and then small cattle like sheep and goat. And al-nahar is also a sacrifice which is done according to the Islamic way, but it is done of camels. And the difference is in the way that it is done. That as you know, the smaller cattle like goat and sheep, then they are sacrificed by running a knife across the throat and the main arteries. However, because the size of the camel, then, and I've never seen this being done, but our teachers used to tell us, then it is sacrificed from underneath. Because of the size and the neck of the camel and the power of the camel, it is held and it is sacrificed from underneath with a dagger or a spear-like knife, which is bigger in shape and size. And an-nahr, a sacrifice, like you say, yawm an-nahr, the day of an-nahr, which is the day of Eid, for those people who are performing Hajj. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Because of this blessing of Al-Kawthar, which we have guaranteed for you, O Muhammad and your people, then صَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ. Then pray to your Lord, make salat to your Lord, make sujood for your Lord, وَانْحَرْ, and make an-nahr. Ibn Kathir, rahimullah, and he's from the famous Mufassirun of the Qur'an, he said regarding this ayah, that it means, كَمَا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْخَيْرَ الْكَثِيرُ. Just as we have given you much goodness, فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, in this life and in the hereafter. وَمِن ذَلِكَ النَّهَرُ, and from this great goodness that we have given you in this life and the hereafter is the Nahr, that flowing river, i.e. Al-Kawthar. الَّذِي تَقَدَّمَتْ صِفَتُهُ, the descriptions of which have already been mentioned. فَأَخْلِصْ لِرَبِّكَ صَلَاتَكَ الْمَكْتُوبَةَ وَالنَّافِلَةَ, then make sincere for your Lord your obligatory prayers and your voluntary prayers. فَاعْبُدْهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ, and worship him alone, and he has no partners in your worship. وَانْحَرْ عَلَى اسْمِهِ, and also sacrifice in his name. وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ, and he is alone and he has no partners. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah and in this surah, he mentioned from all of the various acts of worship that he could have mentioned, for example, Hajj, Sawm, Zakah, charity, jihad, so many different forms of worship that he could have mentioned. But he mentioned these two specifically. He mentioned the prayer and sacrificing for the sake of Allah. And the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these two particular types of worship is because of how great they are and how beloved they are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the prayer, it is ibadatun badaniya. It is an act of worship which is done upon your body. Meaning it doesn't cost anything. Rather it's a bodily form of worship. And as for al-dhabh and al-nahr, then this is ibadatun maliya. It's a monetary form of worship because it requires you to buy the camel or buy an animal and then sacrifice it. So both of these acts of worship were mentioned because they are both different types. And the Quraysh, the Mushrikun at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they used to prostrate to idols other than Allah. They used to pray to idols other than Allah. And they used to sacrifice in the name of the idols other than Allah. So they used to commit shirk specifically in these two things, in their sujood and their salah, and also in their sacrificing, their dhabh and their an-nahr. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned both of these acts of worship. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. So pray to your Lord and make an-nahr, make sacrifice. And Allah says in the Qur'an, ordering us, قُلْ, say, Inna salati wa nusuki. Say, indeed, my prayers wa nusuki, my sacrificing. I sacrificing in the rituals. Wa mahiyaya wa mamati. And my living and my dying, lillahi rabbil alameen. Therefore, Allah, the Lord of the worlds. La sharika lah. He has no partners. Wa bidhalika umirtu. This is what I have been ordered with. Wa ana awwalul muslimin. And I am the first of the Muslimun. So Allah said, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Indeed, we have given you, O Muhammad, and your followers the kawthar, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because of this, and because of this goodness and this blessing which we have given you, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Pray to your Lord and make sacrifice. This was the first glad tiding and the first comfort that Allah gave to the Prophet in this surah. A comfort and a glad tiding and a blessing which is ukhrawiyya, which is regarding the hereafter. The kawthar is in the hereafter. Then after this, again as a form of comfort, because of the difficulties and the oppression the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was facing, he gave him another comfort and another glad tiding. He said, Inna shani'aka huwal abtar. And the meaning of this ayah is that indeed your enemy will be cut off. Your enemy will be cut off. And again, this was a tasliya, a form of comfort that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was giving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this dunya. And the meaning of inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar, that your enemy will be cut off, Ibn Kathir rahimullah said, inna mubghidhaka ya Muhammad, that indeed the one who hates you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa mubghidha ma ji'ta bihi, and the one who hates that which you have come with, min al-huda, from guidance, wal-haq, and truth, wal-burhan al-sati', and the illuminating proofs and evidences, wal-nur al-mubin, and the clear light, huwa al-abtar, then he is al-abtar, meaning he is al-adhal, he is the one who is humiliated, al-munqata', and he is the one who will be cut off, and his dhikr, his mention will not be made, meaning his mention will be cut off, he will not be remembered. And this ayah, inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar, that your enemy, the one who hates you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and hates what you have brought from the truth and the guidance and the clear proofs and the light of guidance which you brought, then his mention will be cut off. This is a miracle of Islam and a miracle of the prophecy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So those people who used to mock the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they used to insult him, where are they? And where is their remembrance and where is their names? And they are, as they say, they've been confined to the trash cans of history. They've been confined to the trash cans of history. So who are some of those people who used to insult and mock the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? For example, Abu Lahab. Does anybody know the name of Abu Lahab? Amongst, is there anybody who knows the name of Abu Lahab? Abu Lahab was his nickname. What's his name? Exactly. The point is that even Abu Lahab, who was condemned in the Quran, nobody knows his name. And his name was Abdul Uzza ibn Abdul Muttalib. But amongst humanity and in history, his name is forgotten. And this is the meaning of inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar, that your enemy, his remembrance will be cut off. And Abu Lahab, he died, and we studied previously Surah Tabbat Yada Abi Lahabin wa Tab. He died after Badr by a few nights. And it's mentioned in the history books that he died of an illness such that even his own companions, they wouldn't touch him because they were fearful that they would get his illness. And when his body started to deteriorate so much, they then pushed him with a stick into a ditch in the earth. And this is how he was buried, and this is how he was forgotten in history. And also, there was another person who used to insult and mock the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his name was Al-Harith ibn Qais. Again, he's a nobody. Nobody remembers him. Nobody knows him. And some of the Muslims have mentioned in the books of the history in order to condemn him and humiliate him. His name was Al-Harith ibn Qais. And he used to harm and insult and mock the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's mentioned that this person, Al-Harith ibn Qais, how he died is he ate a fish which is very, very salty. And then because of this, he had to keep drinking water, and then he died from drinking too much water. And this has been mentioned by Ibn al-Athir in his book Al-Kamil fi al-Tariq. He mentions Abu Lahab and Al-Harith. Also, there was another person. To give you an example of the abode and the final ending of the mockers of the Prophet, and then later on how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ended up. And to testify to the truthfulness of the saying of Allah, inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar, your enemy, your hate and the hate of Islam, your mocker, he'll be cut off. His remembrance will be cut off. So Abu Lahab, we don't even know his name. And Al-Harith ibn Qais, he died from drinking too much water. Then there was another person called Abu Qais ibn al-Fakih ibn al-Mughira. And he was killed by Hamza radiallahu anhu in Al-Badr. And then there was another mocker of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his name was Al-As ibn al-Wa'il. Al-As ibn al-Wa'il. And this person, Al-As ibn al-Wa'il, he used to again mock and insult the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through poetry. And when the son of the Prophet passed away and his name was Al-Qasim, then this person, Al-As ibn Wa'il, he said, Inna Muhammadan abtaru, la yu'ishu lahu waladum dhakaru. That indeed Muhammad, he is abtar. He is cut off. Indeed Muhammad, he is cut off. La yu'ishu lahu waladun dhakar. And no male child, no boy of his lives, dies straight away. And you know that in humans, the lineage of a person, it carries on through sons. And therefore, when the sons of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam died, Abdullah, Qasim and Ibrahim, then this man, Al-As ibn Wa'il, he used to mock the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he used to say, Inna Muhammadan abtar. That indeed Muhammad, he is abtar. Because of this, Allah revealed the ayah, Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Rather your enemy and your hate and your mocker, he is the one who is abtar. He is the one who will be cut off. And it is mentioned again in the book Al-Kamil fi Tariq that this person, Al-As ibn Wa'il, that he rode a donkey and then his donkey threw him off and then he died on the road having been bitten by a scorpion. And this is how this mocker of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. Also, Abu Jahl. And we all know of Abu Jahl and how he used to mock and insult and he was enemy to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Does anybody know the name of Abu Jahl? Again, the mention of Abu Jahl, his remembrance, it has been cut off. And the name of Abu Jahl is Amr ibn Hisham al-Makhzumi. And he was killed in Badr by two young people. Two young boys, they went and they severed the head of Abu Jahl. And then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu came and he finished his killing. And then there were others. Even after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all these enemies and mockers who came and they went and nothing is remembered from them except that they were humiliated because Allah said, Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Then there were others who came after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like Al-Musaylimah. Does anybody know the name of Al-Musaylimah? Or what he is referred to? Shuf, Al-Musaylimah al-Kadhab. Musaylimah the liar. The only name which Musaylimah is known is Musaylimah al-Kadhab, the liar. And this is all that is mentioned about him. And apart from this, nobody remembers him. Nobody remembers his name except that he is Musaylimah al-Kadhab. Musaylimah the compulsive liar. And this person, Musaylimah, he was from an area called Yamama. And he claimed that he was also a prophet. And he used to insult and harm the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and speak against him, and he never believed in him. And after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, then his claim of being a prophet, it grew stronger, and he used to claim to the people that he is a prophet, and he has also brought some of the Quran. So he used to try to copy the Quran, and Allah would humiliate him. So like Allah revealed, Al-Qari'ah, Mal-Qari'ah, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَالْقَارِعَةَ, then Musaylimah would come with what he claims to be some revelation from Allah. So he would say, for example, Al-Fil, the elephant. وَمَا الْفِيلْ, and what is the elephant? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَالْفِيلْ, and what will make you know what is the elephant? خُرْطُومُهُ طَوِيلْ, its trunk is long, and like this. And he was humiliated. And also he used to try to claim certain miracles. Ibn Kathir, rahimullah, he mentions in his book of history called Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya, that, for example, Musaylimah, he would spit into a well, wanting to make the people believe that now the well is going to have more water and the well would become dry. And he would bring water in order to pour near a date tree, and the date tree would become dry and it would die. And one day he called a person who had a problem in his eyes. And then he said some supplications and he wiped over the eye like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did with Ali radiallahu anhu. But this man, he became blind. And Ibn Kathir mentions this. And this person, Musaylimah al-Kadhab, then he was killed, la'natullahi alayh, by al-Wahshi, Wahshi ibn Harb. And al-Wahshi ibn Harb, he was that man who was a non-Muslim, he killed Hamza radiallahu anhu. And he used to feel sorrow and embarrassed that he was the one who killed Hamza radiallahu anhu. But then afterwards, in the khilaf of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, in the battle of Yamama, then Al-Wahshi ibn Harb radiallahu anhu, he was then a companion, he accepted Islam, he then killed Musaylimah al-Kadhab. May Allah reward Wahshi on behalf of all of the Muslims. Also, after him, there was a famous king called Kasra. And Kasra was Malik al-Furs. He was the king of the Persians. And as you know, the Persian Empire, it was one of the greatest and biggest and most mighty empires that existed. In the 7th year of the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wrote letters to the various kings and leaders around Arabia. Some of them, like An-Najashi, the king of Abyssinia, he accepted Islam. And others, they didn't accept Islam. Amongst them was this man called Kasra, and he was the king of the Persians. So when the messenger of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to him with a letter to him, then it's mentioned, Ibn Kathir mentions in Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya, فَمَزَّقَ الْكِتَابِ, that Kasra, he tore up the letter that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent. So then this messenger went back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he told him that when I gave him your letter, he tore it up and he scattered it. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam supplicated against him, مَزَّقَ اللَّهُ مُلْكَهُ كَمَا مَزَّقَ كِتَابِي, that may Allah shred up his kingdom just like he tore and shred up my book. And again, or my letter. And again, this person, Kasra, where is his empire? Where are his followers? Where is his name in history? It's not mentioned. And nothing is known regarding him. Up until our time today, even till our time today, we find the mockers and the liars and those who insult the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that their mention is not made and they are humiliated. And the one who claimed prophethood in Pakistan, Qadiani, it's mentioned Allahu alam that he died on the toilet. Allahu alam. And this is how his ending was and how Allah humiliated him. And as for our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then consider his status and his mention and his remembrance. Even in the lists of the non-Muslims, the top 100 people in history, then our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is always at the top. And this is the non-Muslims who are taking part. The Muslims don't even take part. The non-Muslims are bearing witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the greatest personality in history, the greatest human being in history, the greatest ruler in history, and so on and so forth. So this is the difference between the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and between his mockers. That Allah said regarding them, إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ, that your enemies and the enemy of your message, then their remembrance, it will be cut off. And he said regarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, that as for you, O Muhammad, then your mention we have made high and it gains ascendancy over everything. And Allah said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ, that your mockers, then we are sufficient for you against your mockers. We are sufficient for you against your mockers. Even now they say that the most popular name in the world is Muhammad. And this is the implementation of the ayah, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. In fact, there isn't a time, some of the ulama have mentioned, in the 24 hours of the day, there isn't a time except that the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is constantly being mentioned. How is this? Through the adhan. Because if you imagine the adhan, it is said with the rising of the sun. So the sun rises in Japan and they start making the adhan and they say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And then the sun moves and it keeps moving, and every country the sun keeps moving to, the same people keep saying, I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. And like this, in the 24 hours until the sun goes back to Japan, the Muslim keep making mention of the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the meaning of وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, that your remembrance and your mention and your name, وَرَفَعْنَا, it will be elevated. And as for the name of your mockers and their mention and their remembrance, فَهُوَ أَبْتَرُ, then it is cut off. And in this is a lesson for us, that just as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was mocked and insulted, and he was called names in his time and in the time of the companions and throughout history. And just as it was done recently, just as it was done recently, then in the near future and the far future, it will happen again. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be mocked. However, the reaction of the Muslims isn't to start creating chaos and shouting and screaming and being a nuisance and being unintelligent. Because we know that history has shown the prophecy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِينَ, that we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is enough for you against the mockers. So that which is upon the Muslims is when the Prophet is mocked that we look at ourselves and our implementation of the sunnah and the innovations that are prevalent in the Muslim ummah amongst the Muslims. And we take account of ourselves instead of being a nuisance towards the non-Muslims. As a final benefit, Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimullah, he compared both of these two ayat. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرِ. He said, look at these two ayat. In one, it says that we have made your mention, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Most High. And the other ayah, إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرِ, that your enemy and your hatred will be cut off. He said that every person who practices, implements, and calls to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will also enter into وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, أي أهل السنة. And أهل bid'ah, the people of innovation, those who innovate into the religion of Allah and innovate things which the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not established in the sunnah of the Prophet, then they will enter into إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرِ. And this is, in summary, the tafsir of Surah Al-Kawthar. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from Ahlul Sunnah, the people of As-Sunnah, and to save us from shirk and bid'ah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those people who drink from the Kawthar and drink from the Hawth. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, sallallahu ala nabiyyina wa sallam.